You are listening to Awaken the Goddess. Join me, Trinace, as I interview lightworkers who are bringing their gifts to the world for the upliftment of humanity. Listen to their inspiring stories of courage and dedication to follow their hearts and to manifest their dreams.
Thank you. Welcome to Awaken the Goddess. I greet you all in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Welcome. I am so happy to introduce our distinguished guest for this evening. Justin Franson is a renowned athleticism performance coach and author. He specializes in nerve work and is the founder of athleticism.com and emfrocks.com. He has been working in the field of athletic performance for over 25 years. Justin is the author of Athleticism, Whole Body Plus Whole Brain Plus Performance, which delves into the connection between athletic performance and the environment, which is so important. Franson became interested in the impact on environmental factors on athletic performance after noticing that many of his athletes were breaking down due to the effects of wearable technology, like our smartwatches and so on. In response to this, he looked to nature for solutions to the man-made EMF challenge that we face today. His grounding bags, which are sold at doctor clinics across the country, are the leading natural answer for helping people coexist with EMF radiation. We welcome you, Justin. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Trinace. Appreciate you having me on.
Yes, yes. It is a joy. It is a pleasure. So, Justin, we're going to jump right in because everybody's excited to hear more about what you do, your products you're sharing, and how they can be healthier in their life. And we have a lot of people that also are very interested in the athlete side of the program that you offer, making them a better athlete in the world. So tell us a little bit about what you do and how you got started in this.
You got it. I'm an athleticism performance coach. I started athleticism.com 25 years ago, working with amateur and professional athletes. And I do nerve work for sports performance, treat concussions. And we take an out-of-the-box approach to working with the body. We were one of the first to have an AM dexterity program, teach people how to juggle and so many more exercises to get them into whole body, whole brain, get them in those alpha brainwave states, which are optimal for performance. And over a decade ago, I started seeing this increased proliferation of non-native waveforms and wearable technologies coming out and cell phones and all. And it just didn't sit well with me. And then we had one really strong athlete come in. And he's like, Justin, my whole arm's going weak. It hurts right where my wrist is. And I look down, I'm like, why don't you take off that radiation off your wrist? And the pain went right away. And that was pretty much the aha moment for me, where I'm just going, okay, I got to protect these athletes because that's just what we do. I'm always pro athlete. And the EMFs are one of the biggest invisible stressors. So I got to figure out how to help these people deal with this and how we can coexist with it. So I looked to nature to do it. And that's where we came up with our EMF Rocks grounding bags.
Yes, and they're amazing. I have mine. I've been sleeping with it for over a week. So I can't wait to talk more about that. But definitely, yes, yes, yes. I'm telling you, it's amazing. And it's so much more than what I think we can even explain what it's doing, because I've seen some amazing results with it. But discuss, you know, share a little bit more detail on what EMFs are for people who don't understand what that is, that might be watching or listening.
Sure. They're electromagnetic fields or frequencies. They can be either non-native or native. And so we're built on the native ones. The native ones are the ones that literally every single living organism on this planet is interconnected and connected through wave forms. So it's a framework, this living collective tissue matrix in our body and intelligent matrix of our entire universe is all from wave forms. Now, those wave forms are unpolarized, Trinace. That's the thing. We're one, you and I are one, all of us are one, and we're one with our universe because of these unpolarized waves. That's how I can treat a question remotely or work on a client remotely. And the best example I give is if you were to drop a pebble in a pond, would the splash of the pond go out in a circular direction, right?
Right.
Why doesn't it go in a straight line to the right or left? The answer is because they're unpolarized waves. That's a framework for our entire universe. And they're called scalar waves. There's a name for them. And so that's how we're made. But the challenge is these one directional waveforms from non-native EMFs, they're not made the same way. They're made one directional or they don't work. And that's why you see cell towers having panels facing every direction, because they don't work. They have to face the direction that they're aiming their signal at for their signal broadcast to work.
So it's like a laser.
Exactly. I mean, it's not as fast and sharp as a laser. Right. Laser's one wave, but the 5G is multiple bandwidths in a straight line, really similar to a laser. But yet the sun's not a laser. It's not a laser dot. Like there's a window right here. You can still see light underneath my hand. It's not a one-directional waveform. So exactly.
Yes, yes. So tell us about those towers. How do you feel about those towers, and is that good for our health?
Trinace, it's not great for us at all. And they're broadcasting a frequency that's not compatible with our environment and us. And Bruce Lipton will say that our health lies in our chi and our energy field. And so if our environment is blasting us with polarizing waveforms, then they're one directional and polarizing, it's going to shift the chemistry in our body. And that's essentially what we're seeing. And we've seen it throughout time when they started to introduce these EMFs into our world. Like the first time they put electricity into our homes, the flu was here to stay. That was in, what was it, 1889.
Right, Spanish flu outbreak. Yeah, started.
The Spanish flu came in 1918. Right. But electricity came years before that. But they called it the flu before that because it would fly in and fly out with solar flares, like natural cosmic shifts or atmospheric pressure shifts in our atmosphere. This is simple physics. And then more people adapted during the Spanish flu, like you said, in 1918, or World War II when they introduced radar, or satellites in the Van Allen belt in the Hong Kong flu. And then obviously everyone knows about the 5G rollout the last several years, where a lot of people got sick and adapted to that new frequency that they're just inundating us with. So that's what these cell towers do and satellites do.
So what is that doing to people's health if they don't know how to protect themselves?
Yeah. So Dr. Martin Paul at a Washington State University talks about the voltage-gated calcium channels opening up. So it lets positive calcium into a negative cell. And that in turn causes tremendous cell and DNA damage. And that's really the big thing. So there's a secondary effect that it directly affects the voltage gated. So let me break down those few words. Super important. That's the gateway for voltage, for energy to come into your cells, which where they produce the mitochondria. So literally it's a oxidative stress, and it messes with your mitochondria function at the cellular level right out of the gate. Like that's just what it does. So from there, we're going to see an array of different challenges. The 2.45 billion waves per second, or gigahertz, they call it, is the bandwidth that most of the cell phones were on early on, Wi-Fi's on, smart meters are on. That's the same bandwidth that destructures water. So we're really dehydrating. Yeah, that's the first level it starts to destructure. So we're dehydrating us and our environment. So we're seeing a lot of dehydrated people. Yeah. We're going to see cognitive signs and then, you know, more non-trauma concussion signs, and all the bigs of cancer and suicide and diabetes and Alzheimer's, cardiovascular, and then lack of fertility. That's pretty much that massive array of how everything breaks down.
Woo, woo, that's big. That's big. And I've been seeing that too. So Justin is not just making this stuff up. This is science. This is fact. This is fact. I see that in clients all the time, the same exact thing. Now, is this harming our DNA, these the 5G and the EMFs?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. So it's messing with your DNA and messing with that cellular functioning. And literally every single symptom, brain fog, lack of memory, anxiety, fatigue, stress, headaches, ringing in the ears, bloody noses, muscle twitching, non-trauma concussion symptoms of seizures, vomiting, rashes on the skin, cancer, suicide, diabetes, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular, lack of fertility. I too have seen it clinically with my clients in the last 10 years. And I'm a performance coach. I work with healthy athletes. And then now I'm metering home, so I get to see a lot of that too. But most of my clients are the healthiest demographic out there. And I've seen all of those in the last decade directly correlated to this rollout of EMF.
Wow. So this is a problem for humanity, but the beautiful thing is we have solutions. Yes, we have solutions. Yeah. Mother Earth loves us. So the answers are really simple. Some protective measures. Tell us some of the protective measures that you suggest with these.
Well, you cell phones. The answer is free. Get grounded by nature. I mean, that's it. Just get outside and get grounded by nature because it's free. And that's the beauty of what nature provided for us, the resonance of our earth. Our earth acts like a body battery, or we act like a body battery that the earth recharges us naturally. And Eileen McCusick says it best, and our body gets a negative charge from the earth's resonance. We get a positive charge from the unpolarized light of the sun. We breathe in minerals. We get it from our food. Hopefully we get the water and the conductivity from the water. And that's how our body battery works. And so, you know, once we can start to really get all that recharge and polarity back, we can start to heal. If the body's decharged, it's really tough to heal.
Absolutely. No energy, no electricity. Yeah. So how do we ground?
You just get barefoot outside and touch the earth, touch a tree, have a picnic, lay a blanket down and touch the earth, get close to the earth's resonance, get into a body of water. I live in Laguna Beach, California. So I'm in the ocean literally every day. Today was for about an hour, just paddling around, and I'm in there all the time. Like, this is how I'm putting in the work to recharge my body so I can start to keep my body and my vitality strong, because I know it's just getting chipped away all the time. We've never radiated ourselves like we are doing now, and the government's doing it. We're doing it. We live in these homes and we call them homes, but they're really electrical boxes. So it's really important to get outside. And then when you're not outside, or if you're in a cold environment and you can't access stuff, you could use our grounding bags, which are essentially hand mined crystals. These literally are hand mined crystals. They have moisture and magnetic properties in them. They're beautiful pink crystals. And so that's what's inside of your grounding bag. And they have moisture and magnetic properties. They create a coherence between us and all the non-native waveforms. And that's exactly what the earth does, is it gives us that resonance to recharge us. And then it starts to protect us with creating a coherence, because we want to have an environment that is cohesive and coherent. And if there's something that's zapping us with a one-directional waveform, or something, there's static, you know, on a radio station or a TV channel, that doesn't feel right. You just want to turn the volume down or turn the channel right away. That's what our bodies are hearing and feeling. Our nervous system hears. Animals can hear. Most humans can't. And I can hear it when I go underwater. I can hear when there's an electric foil board in our cove and it sounds like noise pollution. Then I could hear when the dolphins are in our cove or whales are. It's crazy. But when we're in the air, our air, plasma, what waves and particles travel through, but most people can't hear it at that bandwidth unless you're in the water. Then you can hear it a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah. Sound travels clearer that way as well. Absolutely. So what about these smart homes? People have smart homes now. Now we don't just have smart technology that we know is not smart, technology that's monitoring your conversations, analyzing everything that you have going on in your phone, that harvesting. So what's going on with our phones, these cell phone data harvesting? What's going on with that?
Yeah, Trinace, they're just, they're not good. You want to ask about the data harvesting? Is that what?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. With that phone. Yes.
So they're literally surveillance marketing us at all costs. So literally we're 20 years behind them aggregating information from us and then sending it to AI to learn from us. So they know all about us. And then they know how to target and market us. And that's why Apple's so wealthy is from the marketing. I mean, they sell billions of products, but they also sell billions in advertising because they know everything about every consumer. And then the next step in this whole game is to protect us from the biometrics. And we just keep giving it away. We're giving our retina scans away to our phones, or facial recognition, fingerprints, palm prints for commerce. Like you can go into a market and buy something just scanning your palm. Number one, there's radiation going directly on your hand at that time. And then number two, they have your palm print. You can't change it. It's not like a credit card number where you can change a number. That print stays with you for the rest of your life. So we got to be really careful about giving information away to telecom. We use our Faraday bags. You put your phone inside of it. It protects you from your phone. It protects your phone from contact tracing. That's really important. It'll slow down the data harvesting when your phone's inside of it. And it'll save the life of your battery.
And so do you turn the phone off or how do you use the bag?
You know, when I'm driving, I have my Bluetooth off in the car and I just don't want to have EMF on the phone, but I still want it on. I just keep it on and throw the phone inside the Faraday bag. So it'll still ring most of the time. Now they make this phone so strong that they ring inside of a 7 millimeter Faraday bag, a static bag. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. If you want a dark out bag, they're like $200+. Ours are $12 to $14, $15 bags. Like they're super inexpensive. So they're not a full block out, but they're huge in protecting applied kinesiology, muscle testing wise.
Okay.
They test strong with your phone in it. And then if you hold a meter up to it, it dampens the signal to what bioinitiative.org would consider safe levels.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's amazing. Yes, and it's affordable. It's affordable, and it helps to cut down on those EMFs that's radiating out of that. So, what about the our electric cars? They're hitting us on every level here. The smart watches, the Oura Rings. The Oura Rings are also an issue. I've been telling people get rid of those Oura Rings. The smart watches. You don't need to count your steps. You were living without it before. It's not helping you. It's not helping you. So what do you have to say about the Oura Ring and the smartwatches?
Well, I am not a fan of any wearable technology. It's radiation localized directly on you. If you're sleeping with your hand next to your head, you're having them over pulse points, which will mess up with your cardiovascular stuff. You have them next to your brain if you're sleeping, mess with your brainwave states. When we're sleeping, our brainwave states are 1 or below 1 to 8 hertz for waves per second. The Schumann resonance, the healing pulse of the earth, is 7.83. So we rev really one with the earth, but these are, again, 2.45 billion waves per second about. So that's 10 zeros faster of a polarizing charge than how we're designed to sleep. So it's going to be really disruptive. And then you go into the earbuds, that's an airway canal directly to your inner ear. That's just localized radiation in your inner ear. Like, that's not great.
And your brain, absolutely. Yeah.
Your brain, there's no protection there. There's no skull there. So those are really scary. And then the electric cars you mentioned, that's probably the biggest like button for me right now is electric cars. I just, for the life of me, can't understand why anyone would buy it. Number one, the whole concept of it, everyone wants to reduce the usage of electricity across the board. If it's hot out, turn your air condition off, drive less so you don't, you know, use as much fossil fuels or whatever. Like, now we're rolling out a car that you have to use more electricity. You have to use more of the electrical grid to use the electrical vehicle. That, and you're wanting to reduce the usage of the electrical grid, but yeah, you make a product that relies heavily on it. And absolutely. It's just, there's zero, it's pure stupidity, absolutely. And there's zero common sense in it. So that car just alone has no merit being in our world. I feel it's a fad. I mean, I just do. I think Tesla's made it into something that they think is cool. But it's just, there's no infrastructure for it either. If half the U.S. population lives in multifamily homes, which is about right, there's no way it'll ever have infrastructure for it. So I don't know why we're going down this path with it. They're using coal, cadmium, fossil fuels to mine it. The actual usage of coal has gone up because of the batteries they're making, and they have to use the coal to use electricity to make the batteries as well. So then we're driving and sitting on a massive battery. Trinace is 18% lower testosterone. 18% lower testosterone. So you take a perfectly healthy person, you give them a Tesla, you take them 18% lower in their testosterone. You give them a COVID shot, you lower it another 18 to 20%. You take a perfectly healthy person, give them a shot in an electric car, and you make them really sick, like right away, which is crazy. So then it doesn't get more fuel efficient. Like, it's not getting lighter with usage. It's still heavy. And then the time to recharge it is extensive. So how can they roll it out in truck driving or commercial usages where they would have to take, you know, they drive for so many hours, 4 hours, then they take another 12 to recharge. Like, it just, there's no sense there. And then you're filling up your landfills with acid with dead batteries in it. Sorry, that this is like one of my things that
it's
I'm
bad.
Just like,
it's I so love bad. It. I'm so glad that you're talking about it, because people are just so quick to jump on the bandwagon. Whatever's new, oh, they're selling this, okay. And then they want to give you credits for it, for buying it. But I see a lot of people getting sick because they're sitting on top of these batteries, and the magnetic field that you're sitting in is just depleting your energy of the body, is tearing you apart. So those sitting on top of a battery is never a good idea. It's creating a magnetic field that is actually destroying your personal magnetic field, your natural magnetic field. So yes, there's many problems. And I see when you go to Whole Foods, because they have those little stations where you can plug them in while you're in the store shopping. And I actually took one of my little smart meters out there to measure the electromagnetic frequencies coming from these cars. And I just put it in the car. I said, next time I go to Whole Foods, I'm going to do this just to see how it goes. And I parked probably like two rows away from where the, because they only have like four of them or something, it's really just a few. But I was really far away from the cars. And as soon as I got out of my car, the meter was in the red for EMFs. Wow. It was in the red. It was going off. So, I mean, come on. What is, you can't see radiation. So if people aren't walking around with a meter, you're not going to see. They just completely increased the radiation by hundreds of percent by having one of those electric cars plugged in while they're in shopping. And now you're in the car.
It's like just a microwave. Yeah.
It's and unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And the big thing is what you said is they're giving these credits. So now we just went car shopping. You can buy a $50,000, plus car for 30, if it's electric. So literally they're allowing you to save $20,000 on a purchase price of a car. That's how they're incentivized. That's why there's so many electric cars out there, because people are buying, a $20,000 more, nicer car. So stop, you guys, stop buying for status or whatever. Buy what you can afford and drive what you can, drive that makes sense for your health. Because there's already too much EMFs in the new cars already. I would encourage people to just buy older cars and drive older cars. There's so much, the Wi-Fi's in them, the Bluetooth's in them, the things all self-driving. And then you have the whole front dashboard, bigger computer screen than my laptop computer. Right. I mean, it's just massive. And all that stuff's underneath the dashboard. So it's all where your reproductive organs are. And just a new car that's not electric is already hot enough. So we want to get that, like turn the Bluetooth off. Don't get a car with Wi-Fi in it. Guys, we just got to get more aware. The new cars are like there's 7-8 computers in every car. It's not like the old cars of old. That's why people get fatigued when they're driving and it just chips away the life force. So in a Tesla, you need 7 grounding bags in a car to clear it. 7. And that's the same as a home with solar panels, because they haven't figured out how to ground out solar panels. And just a regular house, we recommend 5 together on the floor of your home, and then 1 on under each bed.
Whoa. So let's talk about the solar panels, because they're also trying to give credits for people to do the solar panel thing. And you see all these new commercials on YouTube. Anytime they're trying to give you something right away, to me, that's big red flags, because they're never trying to give you something that you really want or that you really need that's good for you. So they were giving away lottery tickets for the COVID shot, for $1 million lottery tickets. They were giving people free college education. Come on, y'all. Look, wake up. Something is wrong here. You can get a $50,000 car for $30,000. Okay, you go try to get you a $50,000 car that's not electric and see if you can get it for $30,000. No, not happening. So something is going on. Why are they trying to give us all this stuff? So what's going on with the solar panels? Because I know a lot of people thinking that they're doing the right thing trying to get solar panels for their homes. So tell me what's going on with that.
Yeah, Trinace, they put these massive batteries, even the Tesla batteries, on your home. It's a fire hazard. We had one home this year have a fire in their home, which was really scary because we live close to a canyon that butts up to the ocean. So, I mean, our whole neighborhood could have gone up with that. So they haven't figured out how to ground it. So you're storing electricity, an energy inside of a battery. So that's going to cause a vibration, and that vibration is going to carry through the pipes of your home. So you're going to have your house literally essentially vibrating, or at least that's what our energy fields feel it when it's inside there. So the solar, they just haven't figured out how to ground it out. So I'm looking for solar companies that have, you're still on the grid. Like you still you still go through your gas and electric company for any overage or excess. You're not off the grid when you go to use solar. It's just stupid. Like literally, they haven't figured out. Unless you're in the middle of nowhere, you plug something in the ground and then it gets a sign and it goes directly to your device. That's when you're off the grid. But in a home, the solar situations, they're just not what we're really wanting right now.
So they're basically telling people that this is helping with the global warming, because that's the next thing they got coming for us is our global warming. And I keep telling people that we're moving into the golden age. Whenever you move into the golden age, the earth is tropical. This is natural cycles of the earth that we go through. So we are moving. The earth is warming up because the consciousness of humanity is awakening. When we're asleep, it's cold. It represents our sleep. So there's a whole lot going on this planet, but it's not. It has nothing to do with global warming because it's happening on every single planet in our universe. And we don't live on Pluto. We don't live on Mars. Why are the ice caps melting everywhere? It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with consciousness. But we won't go there today. So we're going to talk about
Can I second that real quick with you? It has nothing to do with our fossil fuel emission for the most part. I mean, obviously, if we kept polluting, yeah, it's going to, you know, affect the ozone and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, we've normalized that for the amount of people we have. But there's experts like Ibrahim Karim, the guy that founded biogeometry, and he'll say that the reason that there is a lot of any abnormal change in a temperature that someone would say would be abnormal, he's saying it's more from the EMFs than from the fossil fuels because we're dehydrating our planet because of the speed of the radiation.
Yes. Yeah, I totally agree with that. But it definitely coincides with the time of the awakening, for sure.
Yes.
For sure. Well, so it's all that, happening simultaneously. And the radiation is real. So like you said, it's like being in a microwave. And then they have our children in these schools. Well, I didn't put my children in school. I homeschooled my children. So all three of them, 23 years of homeschooling, and now I'm homeschooling my grandson. So I'm adding on to that 23 years. Yes. But I see this, you know, new computers in every classroom, every table has laptops. Our children are in little microwaves in these schools. And it's so important that people understand what's going on inside of these schools. It's unhealthy. It's very unhealthy, all of this Wi-Fi and the EMFs. So now that we talked about all of that terrible stuff that's going on, that we have to face today, tell us about the Tesla crystals. Give us some background on what it is that you have come up with as a solution for our EMF issue and our radiation issue in this world today.
Thank you. Yeah, so we look to the earth to get grounded, just like everyone else does. And we found a special place where we have a mine. And we hand mine colloid crystals. What that means is they've been compressed from an underground water source. So the crystals have both moisture and magnetic properties. So shungite, amethyst, black tourmaline, all the other known crystals that have magnetic resonances, they're missing the moisture component. The combination between the two is what makes our grounding bag so incredible to help you sleep 3 to 60% deeper, is because it's creating a coherence and it has that frequency healing potential in them, just like you get when you're walking barefoot outside, but it's like walking barefoot in a bag. So you literally put one on your bed, at the head of the bed, between you and your partner, where you won't bump into it, between the mattress and the headboard, you'll sleep 3 to 60% deeper. And then you can put it underneath the bed if you don't want it on the bed. Just make sure it's touching the bed. You can put it on your desk like we have it here. You could put it behind your, underneath the back of your car seat. And that will help create a coherence. 5 grounding bags together on the floor of your home, maybe under a cabinet in your bathroom, because there's metal pipes that kind of go to the bathroom area. It'll start to ground that and quiet that area, centrally located. You'll create a coherence within your whole home. You need about 7 for solar on a home, and then 7 if you're driving an electric car. So that's really how you use them. The other part I want to mention is the reason there's so many people that are sensitive to EMF. I'm one of them. And once we have that sensitivity, you kind of always have it, but it doesn't always have to affect you as much. So there's people that just can't go outside and they're living in caves and such. that means they're really toxic. They have a lot of EMF toxicity in their energy field. So what we do is we use the grounding bags. You can tap on them. You can cover your eyes and teeth and thymus and your intestine area. Tap and breathe, and it'll help recharge those areas and clear your energy field of any stuck EMF in your biofield. So it's a really important thing to know is there's can be stuck layers of toxicity in people's energy fields, and that's going to slow them down from healing.
Absolutely, because your body is in now a fight or flight mode because it's trying to push the stressors away, and you can't build or heal under those conditions. So yes, right. Absolutely. And I completely agree. Justin sent me back. I'm so grateful for these. I can't tell you. But I really, you know, I have a thing about crystals anyway, and I have a ton of crystals I sleep with every night. And this made a huge difference. I mean, right away, I was extremely sensitive to it because I'm very sensitive to energy. So I had to play with where I put it because it took me about 4 days to adjust to the frequency. It was so high. I literally felt dizzy when I woke up in the morning. And I'm like, oh, my, this is the only thing I added. So I knew it was this, right? So it took me about 4 days, and I kind of played with where I put it. And I started out with it like right next to me by my head, and I took it down by the knees. I end up by the feet, and that's where I could adjust to. Isn't that something? So you're talking about grounding. And so my body was able to handle the frequencies better with it by my feet. But it, in every way, when I woke up, first of all, I slept better, and I'm a very light sleeper. So every little noise, I'll wake up. And I've been sleeping through some noises. So, but I mean, it doesn't make you like you just took a drug or something to put you to sleep. You're still going to wake up, but you still sleep deeper. And I feel more refreshed in the morning. And I really need that because I work a lot. You know, we're all these entrepreneurs. We're always working. So we need to be resting when we're sleeping. We need to be really getting our rest. And I really felt a huge difference in that. Not only that, I feel a lot more energy during my day. It's really helped a lot with my energy levels. And I have a lot going on for EMF in my home. So believe that I've got, you know, grounding mats everywhere. I sleep on an incredible mat that's in the bed that has a bunch of crystals already in the mat, like a mattress made out of crystals and the ions that it releases and all of that. But this was huge. I felt the difference. I feel the difference. And it cleared. It was like a detoxing effect. Like for the first 4 or 5 days, I really felt that, you know, in my body adjusting to it. So it's very powerful. I've never had such powerful crystals. You know, I deal with a lot of crystals, and I've used shungite. We use shungite to clean our water. We have shungite all over the house, but we have lots of different crystals. But these really let me know they're on another level. They're really on another level. So I just wanted to let you know, I love you for sharing this with me, because I'm so happy that I met you, you know, honest to God, because this is, everybody needs these. And the beautiful thing is you have smaller bags that can go into your purse. Show me those.
Yeah, we have a mini. It's for your purse, pocket, or back. I had to get it out of my pocket.
Isn't that cute?
So the mini, it's about 2 to 3 ounces of crystals. And then the full size is about a pound. So it fits easy. I put my phone on the outside of it, so there's a buffer, a layer of protection between my phone, you know, and my body. And I actually put my wallet on the inside of it, so if someone's trying to scan a code, the bag kind of repels anyone messing with my
credit cards.
Credit cards.
Yeah, because it got the chip on them now.
Yeah.
We are just chipped and dyed and fried and laid to the side.
Well, they're trying to get smarter and smarter with how they can learn from us and sell us information. and try to control us through fear or whatever. But you guys use technology and just avoid letting it use you. And that's where you're going to really start to just optimize your life and your vitality and your performance and your abundance. And when you can get grounded by nature, it's just so simple. You can avoid the challenges of all this surveillance stuff. I mean, when I'm driving and they go through a toll road, I put my sun visor down so they can't see my face. They can take a picture of the car, but not my face while I'm driving. Like, I just don't want that. Like, little things like this, we just can slow down the information that we're giving to them. I mean, I've transferred stuff onto Proton Mail to use different mail servers. Zoom's using AI, so I don't use Zoom much anymore. Right. Yeah. And they're openly telling you they're taking your information and absolutely, all your biometrics from you. Like, just stop giving it to them.
Yes. Yeah, I'm totally against the biometrics thing. At the airport, they have the, I don't remember what the name of it is, but it allows you to give your biometrics and you go through a line. You don't have to stand in that long line. You get like a VIP pass to go through. Go through the line. Just get to the airport earlier. I just will not do it. It's real out here, and they are cloning and they're doing all kinds of stuff. I think it's a lot more nefarious than just trying to sell us stuff. But that is definitely one of the things, because they're making a lot of money off of destroying, you know, humanity in any way that they can, really. So
definitely.
Yeah.
Let me mention a couple of things on the airport since we're on that. You know, I have TSA PreCheck. So I get to go through a magnetic, like just magnet detector, which isn't bad for your body. I would opt out of that whole body scan. That's radiation. That's like huge X-ray machine on all your organs. The worst thing you could do. So really opt out of that for sure. And then when you fly, the other thing is flying an airplane. Diabetes is a huge thing that we're seeing that spike in. We had a client take a flight. Their glucose spiked 200 points and they got a bloody nose, a new childhood diabetes, and the mom's metering it, watching it, the whole thing go down. It just crazy. So really, I'm traveling with several grounding bags with me now on my flight.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So opting out of the whole body scan thing, will you just tell them at the TSA desk you don't want to go through the body scan? You're just going to get a...
I want to opt out, and they'll patch you down. It's a little invasive. They'll touch your private parts. I mean, this is the Patriot Act. This was our first. This is the first time that our freedom was chipped away. Off of 9/11, they rolled out the Patriot Act. So again, a fear event, a controlling answer right out of the gate. Now they can have the right to touch your private parts. I mean, you can go through a metal detector. If there's nothing sharp and metal on you, you should be good to go. They don't need to pat you down. It's so invasive. It's so intrusive. It's such a personal invasion. It's an invasion of our privacy, our freedoms, and we're just roll over for it. But I can assure you it's way better than getting x-rayed throughout your whole body and giving AI your entire genetic makeup of all your bones.
Yeah, because I don't trust it. I don't trust it at all, because honest to God, I know they're doing some really crazy stuff out here. And you go through there, they just scanned your whole body. They have everything, your whole makeup in there. I just, anyway, you know, we're in a constant state of prayer on this planet at this point, but it's real. We have to know what's going on out here. But I really do appreciate everything you're doing, your company is doing, and sharing this information and coming on today and sharing with our listeners and our viewers, you know, because people just need to know. It, you know, if you go and you look on Google, which everybody Googles something, they're going to tell you the earbuds are safe. You look at all of the ads and the things they show you, everything looks like, it's no problem with wearing this. Oh, this is safe. And it's really, you know, lies. It's just right in your face, you know, and it's sad. It's sad because today you can't trust. You just can't trust the people you thought you could trust. And that includes, you know, who we call governments. We can't trust them. So we have to know what's going on today. For sure. I want you to share with our listeners and viewers how we are the same as the universe. I think that's a very interesting topic.
Yeah, so I'll go back to that a little bit. It's a huge part. And this is, you know, we're made from these energy waveforms, literally, and they're scalar waves. And so that's a framework of every living being. And I call it the living collective intelligence matrix, where we're all interconnected. So that's a huge, huge part of this universe. And let's see, where do I want to go with this? There's so many directions.
I know. Now, you just said scalar. So I'm going to ask you this, because there's a lot of technology now that's available with scalar. How do you feel about scalar? Because the more I study, the more I'm like, we need to be protected, because people can hijack scalar too. So tell me, how do you feel about the scalar? Well, the scalar as an overall, but the scalar technology that's now coming out.
So I'm really cautious on each of any man-made resonance, even if its intent is to be unpolarized, because it's just a modified resonance. So there's frequencies that we can make for healing. There's Rife machines. There's some ones that are really beneficial for people. So it would be an individual thing where I'm going to lean into. But what I can assure you is any device out there currently right now that's kicking off a resonance, especially through copper, is not going to be enhancing for our body. It's going to be a detriment for our body. And that copper is going to imprint the bad in our body over a period of time. So I equate it, do you like eating GMO food? Like, no, I don't, Trinace. I don't eat GMO food. I don't like eating fake food. Well, my body doesn't want a fake resonance around it. So that's what I would do for the most part, is say, hey, let's stop with the stickers and the pendants and all that stuff. Let's go with nature's real resonance. And just the more of it we can compile, the more grounding bags you can have in your home, the better the resonance coherence you're going to have. So I caution people on it a lot, but there are PEMF products that are really helpful. Right. There are some Rife machines that are really helpful. There are TENS units. I have a new X. It's a fantastic one, but I use it only at certain points and times. I feel, again, that the stuff can dehydrate your fascia. So with all the barium, strontium, all the chemtrails, they're dropping pollutants on us that'll dehydrate our fascia. Gary Lineham will say, hey, load up on silica or diatomaceous earth, that the silica's in it, to help our fascia stay hydrated. So I'm leaning more into more natural earth resonances than man-made ones for my health.
That's a good suggestion. I also suggest the bentonite detox. It's volcanic ash. It's been incredible. When I look at people's blood and I look at their biofeedbacks afterward, it's amazing what it's doing for people. So
And real quick, in the second that, if someone is really toxic, Trinace, have them do bentonite clay, protease, a proteolytic enzyme, and apple cider vinegar. Those three together will be a really subtle detox and help them deal with and clear their toxicity out of their chemistry in their body and allow them to integrate really well with a grounding bag. And we also use CellCore. They have some great binders. They have a VRAD chem bind, and then they have some just binders. They have charcoal as well. All those, any type of binder or chelator along with those will really be helped. They have a CTzyme, that's a proteolytic enzyme as well. So those are some great options.
Okay, wonderful. What was the name of that company?
CellCore. It's a practitioner line, CellCore.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds amazing. Because you really do need to know, there's so many products out here now. There's so much out here. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's not like it was 30 years ago. It's completely different. Yeah, they're jumping on the bandwagon, and everything is not what it appears to be, for sure, for sure. I have a couple people that started on some so-called very healthy organic juice drinks or whatever they were, you know, you can put in your smoothie, and they were doing the exact same thing to the blood, making it very sticky. Like the people who took the shots. So you got to be careful what's going on out here. You can't jump on everything just because it's supposed to be healthy. But I totally agree with you. And in my 30 years of being a naturopathic medicine, when I moved out of the field, it was because of this, everybody coming in and you don't know what is out here now. It was just getting crazy and it was just too much. And you're dealing with people who don't want to study, who don't want to, they just want to come to you. What do I do? Just ask you what to do. But everyone needs to know for themselves why we're doing these things, why this works, and why you need to stop eating GMO foods and the like. Carrying your cell phone in your chest. Oh my goodness. Every time I see a mother doing that at the grocery store, I have to stop. Or wherever, I just have to stop and tell them, please don't put that in your shirt like that on your chest. You know,
yeah.
It's huge. We got to get these phones off of the body. But just like Justin said, if you have a small bag and you have something, I bought my boys one of the hooks to set their phone in, and they have the radiation blocker between the phone and the body. And cool. It is something to help, you know, instead of having it right directly in your pocket or put it in your shirt pocket. It's so easy to do, but it's so dangerous. We're yeah. playing with our health. So Justin, before we go real quick, I want you to share with us who is Justin? How did you get here? What made you start these amazing companies and get you on this path as you are now into your awakening?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so I'm a athlete that got injured and I didn't get to play at USC. I played tennis growing up and I could play with guys on the team and I got hurt. I blew up both my wrists. And so I didn't get to the level that I felt I should. So I just had this calling to help people serve, to help them, you know, achieve their goals and dreams athletically. And it's just rolled into a 25-year career in health and performance. I wrote a book on it called Athleticism, Whole Body Plus Whole Brain Equals Performance. It really characterizes it. But my passion is to really help as many people as we can. And now we're doing it through product sales and, you know, our grounding bags, our MCT oil, just really providing information and great products out to help a lot of people. And so that's who I am, as a athlete that just and a facilitator that wants to help as many people as we can possibly help.
That's beautiful. And you're out in California, right?
Yes, Laguna Beach, California.
Okay. Go California.
We're raising that consciousness here. I'm in the good part. I'm in Orange County, so I'm not in LA or San Fran. Oh man, so we're the same tribe. We would be hanging out a lot if you were here. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Definitely. I want you to share a little bit about your awakening journey, Justin. You know, moving from that hamster wheel that everybody was on to that point of awakening that something's wrong here. I need to pay attention more. What happened in your life to cause you to become more conscious?
Well, I was like you, could feel energy early on. And so I call it more of a gift, and a sensitivity is a gift as well. And when I would talk on a corded phone for too long, I would feel pain in my ear. I'm like, what's going on? Like, why is this painful? It's corded. It's not supposed to be bad for you. And I'd ask people, they're like, no, it's corded. It's fine. But I felt that. And then in college, I took an internship at a commercial real estate firm and they stuck me at the x-ray machine copying papers like for weeks on end. I just walk around a copy machine and I pull the paper off of it. And then at that time, you know, 30 years ago or whatever, it was the copy machines were the size of a room, like they were huge. So I'm just around this radiation nonstop and I'm pulling paper off the X-ray machine, and we'd be making copies hundreds at a time, and so stacks, and they'd be really hot. So I'd literally be burning my fingertips, and that's ionized radiation. So now 30 years later, fast forward, I have to use a stylus pen because every time I touch a touchscreen, I have nerve pain in my fingertips. Wow. So, and then obviously I was one of the last guys to get a cell phone. So I saw this stuff rolling out. Intuitively, I knew never to put a cell phone next to your head, like a battery, an antenna. And then I just feel it's pure evil that these computer companies, tech companies, they're making a laptop. They're calling a laptop, not a lab, a lap. Put it in your lap. Right. Put a battery and a router over your reproductive organs. It's absolutely evil. Like, that's not the way that I see us being high performers. So I just saw this learning stage of my whole life, and there's many other stories that I've had along the years of doing it. And then when we came in and found the grounding bags, there was another doctor using these crystals, and I got permission to get access to the mine. And so that's how we came about them, was another doctor successfully treating his patients with them. And when I brought him into our home, my wife was going through some menopause. So she had early menopause. For 3 months, she had no cycle. And then she would wake up every night for 3 months sweating. And once I loaded up our house with the grounding bags, everything normalized. Her cycle returned after 3 months, which is crazy. And then she started sleeping through the night. She's like, Justin, she goes, whatever you have right there, this is going to be the most incredibly successful product out there. And that's when we knew that, you know, we had something really, really special.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can you share with us some of the things the doctor was using the crystals for to help with?
Well, it was the tapping protocols, just the recharging the body with it. It was the grounding of the body and to help the flush them with it. And then he would have people take a moment to sleep with them. So, but they just deployed it differently in a lot of ways. And so I just made it a lot better, but we hand mine the crystals. So the quality of the mine, how we mine them, and then how we package and deploy it is why they're so, you know, they sell so, so well through doctor clinics all around. These are muscle testers, doctor clinics. We have studies on it. We have docs doing waveform studies where the grounding bags clinically passively treated up to 91% of the markers that were off. I mean, 91%, wow. That's massive, massive marker change passively. And wow. The lowest was 67, and her thymus was decharged. If we would have tapped on the bag and had the other hand cover the thymus, she was the youngest one, but I feel she would have been even a higher than, you know, 90, you know, low 90 percentile on how it fixed it. But that would have been an active treatment. So, and then we just had Dr. Rodney White out of Nebraska do a sleep test, and he did a 3-month test with our grounding bags. 3 months. You can't get a clinical trial for more than one day, one night with somebody. He did it on himself for 3 months. He's over 60% increase, 60% increase in his deep sleep. Wow. Was unbelievable. And he's dealt with sleep challenges his whole life. Tested, you know, an array of different products for years and decades. He's never seen something, you know, that level. And then it dropped 5% after 6 weeks. He took it outside, put it on the ground to recharge it, brought it back inside. It went back up 5% that night.
Wow.
Crazy.
Amazing. So they do need to be recharged.
Yes, they don't need to be, because when they're in solid form, they're still ground. When they lose their form, they lose their function. So if it goes through the wash or it's in too hot of an air, you got to buy a new bag. You just have to have them in solid form. That's why they're in rock form.
Right.
But we have seen really some better results when people put them outside on the ground, you know, every month or two. The minis every couple weeks. The minis they're not enough mass to hold a charge as long. But I have grounding bags in our home for years and I haven't regrounded them. and I still feel they're still effective.
Right, right, right. So when you say put them on the ground, you're saying the earth, or is the cement okay for people who can't find earth? What is?
Yes. Yeah, it goes, the cement's water, you know, like it's a conductor of it. So you can, it's better to put it on a lawn or something like that. Mm-hmm. And if you have to lay a towel down, if it's a dirty, just put a towel down, just set it down on the ground somewhere, touch a tree on it, or just somehow get connected to that resonance. And for like people like you and me, I can feel energy. I'll feel the energy shift right away the second it hits the ground. It's wild. So it doesn't have to be on the ground for more than a minute.
Right, right, right. Clint Ober says we ground within 30 seconds, really less than that. Yeah. And our blood begins to flow. So what is it doing for our blood flow here?
Well, this grounding. The EMS will slow it down. It'll low our blood. It'll stick or stack the mm-hmm. blood. And that's where you get the clumpy. And then you get a COVID shot and it'll clot it and stick it and stack it even more. But EMFs, if it's slowing down your blood, you're just not going to have as much vitality. So when you can have circulation and blood flow and oxygen nutrients flowing, that's how we heal. And so every challenge I feel with health starts from the energy and then ends up being a circulatory challenge.
Absolutely.
So when we can keep, you know, everything going, your circulation going, your energy flowing to keep the circulation going, that's when you're going to have a healthy body, healthy pet, a healthy environment.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Justin, so much. Again, I will be carrying these and I will be sending those of you who do not live in Cleveland to Justin to get yours. But honest to God, thank you so much for bringing this information to us today. I love having you on the show and sharing your information and these incredible products and the crystals. I love my crystals. I will be traveling with them. They will be with me. And I look forward to seeing more about what they do, because I can't wait to see other people and their testimonials, the way they changed their life. So definitely, this is real. This is real, and I love it, because the answers don't have to be real complicated, even though the problems are very complicated. But we can navigate our way through this, and we will have to, but we got to go back to Mother Earth, because that's who we are, that's what we're part of, and that's what makes us strong and healthy. So I thank you again, Justin, for being on Awaken the Goddess today, an amazing guest, an amazing show, and I look forward to having you on in the future. We can talk about more of your products and the amazing stuff that you're doing out there. Thank you.
Thank you, Janice. You're amazing as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Awaken the Goddess. For more information on our guest today, please visit us at awakenthehealing.com or follow us on Instagram at awakenthehealing, on Twitter at awakenforlife, and on Facebook at Awaken the Healing. Please subscribe to our podcast to receive alerts of new episodes. We look forward to sharing more stories of transformation with you and our next episode of Awaken the Goddess.